Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
So, Nico, another season of Survivor airs tomorrow. How are you feeling ahead of its airing?
I am always super excited about it because I know what's coming, and I've experienced it on the island firsthand, of course, and quite intimately, but I also know the prowess of the editors and how amazing they are and the things they get up to and how they accentuate everything that's happened to try and get it to the level that we experienced it on the island. So I always tell people it's never as real as it is for us, but we get darn close to showing people just what it is like. So that excites me because I know this one's just gonna blow people's minds again, you know. So that's where something to look forward to for me.
So, Nico, you know, for diehard Survivor fans, they always look forward to the series. But for people who just come in and out of the show, they think, well, not another Survivor. What sets this season apart?
Well, I think like any good film or series that you watch, it's a lot about the characters. The characters play, excuse the pun, a very important role in connecting with people. And I think what's so important about another season of Survivor every time is, of course, casting the right characters, making sure that you have a diverse range of characters that will appeal to people on different levels. And everyone wants to identify with someone, and we've got someone there for everyone. But apart from just that, it's also the fact that even if you're not a fan of the show, every season has got so many elements that revolve around the same format that is Survivor, but they're used in different ways. And so it's always entertaining to see what people get up to with the tools that the game of Survivor gives to them. Now, as a new viewer, this is all new to you. So essentially what you're seeing is people going at this incredible adventure with incredible passion that makes no sense because they have to fend for themselves and live on an island, and they could leave at any time they want to. And that already is intriguing. And then, of course, these people are under seriously trying conditions, physically, mentally, spiritually even. And so that brings out all kinds of interesting character traits. And that's always interesting viewing. So if you're new to the show, you're going to be seeing something you've never seen before. Every single time we do it, it's mind-blowing. But especially if you're watching it for the first time, because it's just the format itself is so gripping. The way the show rolls out, in the sense that you get exposed or showcased these characters. You get exposed to these characters. And as I say, you identify with them. And then you watch them go through these incredible challenges. And then the journey that they each undergo is so captivating that you can't help getting gripped by it. So it's really like a great TV series, beautiful stories that you can follow with a heroic outcome and a success story in each episode. Who doesn't want to watch that?
Do you think that the South African incarnation of the show is quite character focused? Because if you look at, say, the American version, it's very situational. And do you think that's what kind of sets us apart from other incarnations of the show worldwide?
I do, and I know that for a fact the producers are very, very careful about really delving into the characters, making sure that people get to know these characters. Because again, what makes Survivor so enthralling is watching people, everyday people, people like you and me, are going through this incredible journey, going on this journey, but going through incredible challenges, having to survive things that are just absolutely extraordinary, and making it through to the other side, and in almost every single case being better for it. But in order to go on that journey with them, you need to kind of be invested in them. And so it's very important right from the start to get people to be invested in the characters we've put there. And what's beautiful about it, again, is it's real people. These aren't actors acting a character. People might come in there and think they're going to play a certain character because they've seen it on other Survivors, American or Australian, whichever ones around the world, and they want to then emulate that character in their opportunity to play the game. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, after a few days, all of that falls away and you just become your true self, because that's what the game does. It strips away whatever layers of protection or imagination you have around you, and it puts you against not only the elements and the game itself, but also against yourself. And so, it's two characters coming to the fore.
Yeah. Well, I got a chance to watch the first episode, and obviously you were there as well. But right off the bat, these guys are making huge bold moves. Does the game get more interesting, or are they peaking too soon, do you think?
You know, you've got all kinds of things going on always, especially in those first few episodes. Some people come, hit the ground running. They come in very hard. Some, hang back, and they just want to see things play out before they start making decisions. I think the sweet spot is somewhere in the middle of that. Some get it right. Some think they're in the sweet spot, and they're way over the mark, and others are thinking they're hanging back, and in the meantime, they're completely sitting out of the game. And so all of those extremes are dangerous. You want to be somewhere in the middle there. You want to be playing from the split second you hit that beach. You want to be in the game. You want to be gravitating towards people and capitalizing on whatever opportunities you have to engage with your fellow tribe mates. But you want to do that in the most careful and the most thought out way, because it's a long race. The race is very long. 39 days is a long time. And so you do need to pace it. And yes, absolutely, some people burn it right from the start and mess things up and they realize it too late. Others hang back a little bit too long. And it's always interesting to see which ones, because we always peg the ones that we think are going to be in, and interesting to see people slip in and out of that, and then how we root for them when they're there, and then how we worry for them when they're not. Yeah. Will some of them burn out too soon? Yes, absolutely. That's always part of the game, and that's how people get voted out.
So, Nico, it's 39 grueling days on this island. You know, us as viewers always think that it's not as bad as they make it out to be. But I know firsthand, having played the game, it is as difficult as the contestants make it out to be. But can you paint a picture for us of just how grueling this game is?
Well, you've said it yourself, Terrence. You were there and you've experienced it. You know, it only takes one day and one night on Survivor Island to realize just how rough it is. And I think it's so important for people to imagine what it would be like to arrive on this island. You're very excited. It's early in the morning. We usually launch quite early. People are excited. They've got these beautiful fresh buffs. They've got their Survivor outfits on. They're in the game. They can't believe that this is happening. It's real. You know, there's the host standing saying, come on in. And the challenge is being explained to them. But the minute it's game on, something kicks into place and they realize, oh gosh, I've got to fight for this. And after that first challenge, everyone realizes that they're up against other people who are physically capable or mentally capable. And things slowly start falling into place there, but the indoctrination is not yet complete, because everyone's still excited. The game's been great. Maybe your team won, or your tribe rather. And now you get to your islands. Oh, it's exciting. You're on the island. Look at this. This is our beach. This is where we're going to build our shelter. Everyone starts. And about midday, everyone starts getting hungry. Now, usually you and I would walk over to the fridge or to the nearest kiosk and get a snack. Yeah. On the island, you can't, unless you've won some rice in the challenge and grab some fruit. You're not eating. And tonight, as night falls, you've got to have a shelter that you're sleeping in, and no one's going to give you a tent. Even if you have a top, you've still got to manage to use it in the right way. So most people fail at this on that first day because it's just so unusual and abnormal. And you've literally got a few hours to get that first night, to get yourself as comfortable as possible. The first night is miserable in Survivor because everything becomes quite real. Yeah. And of course, then for the viewers, this just looks like fun and games, but watch carefully as the days go by how much weight these people lose. The smiles and the laughter turn into loads of tears. By the fourth, fifth night, people are thinking, what the heck have I done? Why have I done this thing? Yeah. So I always tell people it's impossible for us to show you how real, how tough it is out there. But there are some indicating factors, and weight loss is one of them.
So, Nico, we here in KZN obviously want to get behind our KZN people. And there is one guy from KZN in the show, Rob, this year. What can you tell us about him?
What can I tell you about Rob that doesn't give anything away? I think what I like about Rob is that he's got that quiet power thing going on. So if you've seen his audition videos and you've seen some of his work, you know what I'm talking about. Mm. There's that quiet power guy. And I think that is a really great character trait to have in this game, to be very aware and to concentrate on making it through each day and achieving each day's requirements from winning challenges or at least trying to, and then catching food and making food, but then also having a long game in mind. And it seems that Rob has that. He has that ability to be playing the current game and the long game at the same time. Will he be able to pull it off? He's a strong, well-built character. He's very athletic, as you can see. So that's a huge, big target on the back. Huge target, right from the get-go. You know that we always say the big ones go first, the strong ones go first.
Yeah.
So you need to have a lot more in the bag than athleticism if you want to make it further in this game. Hopefully Rob has that. Certainly a great character to observe from the get-go in Survivor.
Nico, take us through your own journey on the show. You know, you're so intrinsically part of the show now that Survivor wouldn't be Survivor without you hosting. What has your own journey been like?
Thanks, very kind to say. Let's keep it that way. For me, it's always such an incredible journey. I mean, apart from the fact that it's really the greatest show on television as far as we're concerned. I mean, we bill it that way, but it really is. It's such an incredible show to be a part of. Mm. You know, you've been there, so you know, you just know the exhilaration of all that travel, you know, the exotic island you get to, always new types of things going on, new cultures, new people, you know, and the location itself is a character in the show each time. So for me, it's always incredibly exhilarating to go on the journey. It's wonderful to immerse yourself into this show because it carries you. It's like a wave, you know, especially when you get started. When we're day one, I get there a few weeks before we get started. But, you know, when we actually start filming on day one, then we know it's 59 days of actual real filming, almost each day, almost a live shoot, because nothing is scripted. Everything happens as it plays out. And at the end of each day, it's almost like you've lived a part of an episode of Survivor. So 2 or 3 days. So you can imagine for us, it's very exhilarating as the crew to be part of this and to experience it each day and to watch it unravel, to watch these characters that we've had a hand in getting to the island, to watch them unfold and to see how they deal with whatever we throw at them. Because no matter how much we preempt that in the casting process, you never know what's going to happen because it's very real and people's true characters come to the fore. And so it's always, for me, always exhilarating to watch. I love the show. I love being outdoors. I love the concept of Survivor. I love watching these people go on epic journeys. And Terrence, in almost every single person, in almost every case, they experience a profound life-changing adventure and poignant moments that stand out for them, that I think affect them for the rest of their lives. And often when you speak to them years later, they still have very, very special moments, turning points. Mm. And for me, that's wonderful. I get to see it intimately happen right before my eyes.
Yeah. What else are you working on, Nico? When the season wraps, what are you involved in?
Well, you know, I always tell people in this industry, you've always got something in this different... let me start that again.
Yeah.
Well, Terrence, I always tell people in this industry, in this business, you've got to have something in some sort of form of development at every given moment throughout the year. So I'm always cultivating something. I'm working on a film. I've been writing a film with a team of writers. It's an Afrikaans comedy. It's called Mykonos. And that script is in development, and we are aiming to complete filming at the end of the year. And that's been very exciting, a great journey. Writing is such an incredible, very difficult undertaking, but incredibly rewarding. And as I'm sure you know, it's like it's as close as a man's ever going to be to having a baby, I think. Yeah. And making it through all the stages, and then finally to the labor, where it's really painful trying to get this out and making sure that it is exactly, you know, as perfect as you imagine it to be. Mm. And then born, then comes the real work. And so that's where we're at now, is turning it into, you know, getting it onto screen. I always say to get a film onto screen deserves huge respect for any producer and writing team, creative team. So, yeah, that's the main thing for me in the pipeline. And then always lots of other little things going on.
Yeah.
And I have some businesses on the side that I from time to time dip into when I'm between projects. So, as I say, one has to keep many irons in the fire, otherwise you'll never survive in this business.
Great. Nico, thank you so much for talking to us. Good luck with the show this year and with whatever else you're doing.
Thanks for visiting us. Next time we'll have you on the island for a few more days.
I don't think so.
You have to make fire one night here.
That's never going to happen again, ever.
I think, you know what, I think I'm going to challenge you to that one. We'll see you on the island again someday soon.
Maybe. We'll see.
Darren Hall, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.